Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. And if you are new here, thank you so much for clicking on this episode and tuning in. I'm very glad to have you here. So in today's episode, I wanted to chat a little bit about how to juggle business as a mum. And I think this is really important because I really believe when we are running businesses as mums, it does just look a little bit different. And the reason I say that is because often for us mums, we still need to and want to put our family first. And so quite often business comes second. And so being able to juggle business alongside being a mum, it's a lot, you know, it can feel like a lot. And so there are things that we can do to really help ourselves set ourselves up for success so we are able to, you know, grow a successful business alongside still being that mum we're wanting to be present with our family, enjoy quality time with them. And I do believe it's possible, and I know it's possible because I've been able to do it and I've been able to help my clients do it too. So you can as well. So I like my solo episodes to be really punchy and straight to the point. So we are going to dive straight in. So the first tip that I would like to offer is to really pre-schedule and automate your business as much as you possibly can. Doing this has been an absolute game changer in my business. And in particular, it's really helpful, especially when you want to take some time away from your business. You know, for me, I like to work my business during school hours and on school days. So when it comes to the school holidays, I typically take the entire school holidays off. And how I'm able to do that is by pre-scheduling out all my social media content, pre-scheduling things like emails, you know, creating automations in the back end of my website. So if somebody clicks on a link to book a coaching session with me, it's all pre-automated. I don't have to go in and do anything. There are workflows, automations in my business as much as I possibly can. And by doing all of this and setting up that work, it actually means that my business and your business too can run behind the scenes without having to do so much of the work. And, you know, I am all about working smarter, not harder. And this is one way in which you're able to do that. And so, you know, it does take a little dedication because you have to, you know, especially when it comes to content creation, you know, you're batching a lot of content at once. You're doing all of this content to pre-schedule out ahead of time, but it makes such a difference. And as a mum too, you know, how often are we sitting down to work in our business and next minute, you know, childcare rings, the school rings, or, you know, our child has woken up and they're not well. And so then it blows your whole day out of whack. So if you have things pre-scheduled like this, it does just make such an incredible difference. And it allows you to have that time flexibility and freedom as well, because you have scheduled everything in and you can kind of just forget about it and let it go in the background while you attend to other things. The second thing is establishing boundaries, you know, creating boundaries and being able to uphold them. And this might be with your clients or team members, letting them know when you're available, when you're not available, letting them know what you're available for, all of those things, and really being able to communicate those boundaries makes a big difference. And I think establishing boundaries around your work hours makes a big difference too. You know, the capacity of work that you'll be doing during that time, you know, working out when you'll be working, communicating that to whoever needs to be communicated that to, but also being able to be strong enough to be like, you know what, these are my work hours, this is what I'm doing, and putting those things in place so that you can uphold your boundaries. This is something that I think takes time, it takes progress, it takes taking one step at a time, but it makes a really big difference. And I know for me, an area where I definitely had to learn, I wouldn't say the hard way, but I had to learn, was creating boundaries with my clients. When I say I live to give, like for my clients, I move heaven and earth for them. And if you are a client of mine, you know, or you want to be one day, you will soon know that I do everything in my power to support and help my clients. And so there were times in the past where, you know, I would take client sessions at any time that they basically wanted me to. You know, if they were like, oh, well, I'm only available between this time and this time on these days, I would then shift my schedule to make it work for them. And similar to that would also be when a client works on me with me in a one-on-one capacity, they get access to me via WhatsApp, where I have unlimited support available. Now, when I say unlimited support available, there's unlimited capacity there, but I have put in place a boundary now where I will only respond to my clients in that space Monday to Friday during the day. And, you know, that has been really important because I need to also protect my energy as a coach, that I'm looking after myself and not, you know, depleting myself of my own energy by giving too much. And that has been a hard thing for me to have to learn because, you know, if it's a Saturday afternoon and I'm sitting on my phone, it's so easy to go into WhatsApp and be like, what's my clients up to? And, you know, what messages have they sent me? But it's really important to honor and respect your own boundaries as well. And that is an area where I've had to learn to do that. And it's made such a difference because I feel like, you know, especially because I've set up the rule of Monday to Friday, when it comes to Monday morning, I cannot wait to jump into WhatsApp to check my messages from my clients and check in with them. It's like one of my favorite things to do on a Monday morning when I'm like, oh my gosh, what have they been up to on the weekend? Not that they have to share with me everything they've been up to on the weekend, but quite often there will be a message from them over the weekend period as well. So that is an area where I personally have had to learn to set some boundaries as well. Now, the third thing is creating space for work, for your business. Now, as a mom, this is an area that can be really tricky. And I'm saying that because I have had a business alongside being a mum to babies, being a mum to toddlers, being a mum to preschoolers, and now being a mum to school age children. And so through moving through those different seasons of motherhood, time has been something that has always been difficult because when you're a mom, quite often, you know, our time is dedicated to our family, not all our time, but, you know, a fair bit of our time. And so it's looked different through all of those seasons of life. And so, you know, for you, your work time, the time that you spend working on your business, working in your business, it could be in the morning before your kids wake up. Or it could be of an evening while they're asleep. Or perhaps I know when my kids were little, I would often reserve their nap time to work on my business. Or perhaps, you know, you're using daycare, or in my situation, we've got school. Or maybe you're organizing a play date for the kids. So, you know, the kids can have time with some friends, enjoy that while you get some dedicated work time. Or perhaps maybe it's working whilst the kids are just happily playing in the background beside you, whatever that looks like. There is no rule around your work time. You're the person who gets to decide when you work. But I think it's important to create the space and the time to work on your business. Now, if this is something that you find quite tricky, or you're not really sure on how you do that, I would love to invite you to my free Time Boss Masterclass. This is for mums like you who want to strive that seemingly impossible mum life biz balance. And in this masterclass, I'm actually going to give you my exact step-by-step process on being a mum boss and a biz boss in your time management. In this masterclass, I'm going to give you my Time Boss method, which is the strategy that I created for myself when I was deep in the midst of juggling my little kids, a 9-to-5, and my business. This method really works, and I cannot wait to do this masterclass. It'll be on Wednesday, 26th of April at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So you can secure your spot via the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you there. So my fourth tip is to be really intentional with your time. Again, this is something I will be covering in that masterclass, but when you're in work mode or business mode, be in work or business mode. You know, pop the phone away, pop any distractions away. And, you know, likewise, when you're in mum mode, be present with your family, pop work to the side. And I know that this isn't always easy, you know, as we always have our kids and our business on our mind, but it is possible to be in the present moment. And I think, you know, it's really important that we do that because our family deserve all of us when we're with them. And likewise, our business demands all of us when we're with our business too. And so I think that is a real key there. It's not just being intentional with your time, but I think it's also about being really present with whatever you're in at that moment, whether it's family, whether it's the business, whatever that is. I think it's just being really intentional and being really present. And I think a key to that is also being able to plan and schedule your time in a way that allows you to feel like you have designated time for these things. If you've got designated time in your business, you won't feel the need to be thinking about your business when you're with your kids. And I think that is a big part of it. Is I know for me, when, you know, there have been times in the past where I have found it difficult to get work off my mind, you know, get my business off my mind when I'm with my kids. And the key to that for me has definitely been being able to strategically plan my time in a way that allows me to spend time in my business when I need to, but then also have designated time of when I am present with my family. And that has really been the key to unlocking that for me. And I'm really excited that I'll be able to share that in that masterclass that is coming up very, very soon. So my last thing that I would love to offer you is just to say that you are doing amazing. I know it's not easy being a mom, being in business, and I know that you have your moments where it all feels like just too much. I know it can feel too hard sometimes, or you might catch yourself thinking to yourself, why am I doing this? But remember your why, you know, the reason you started your business, what you're working towards, and that is what makes it worth it. So keep going. You have got this. I'm here by your side. You can tune into this podcast anytime you want. You can tune into this podcast there is over 130 episodes on this podcast now. There is so much to consume in the podcast, but I just wanted to really remind you that you are doing an incredible job, even if you don't feel like it, because there are times and moments where we sometimes don't feel like we're doing that great of a job, but you are. And the fact that you've even tuned into this very episode tells me that in itself, because you care enough to want to know how to juggle business as a mum. So I wanted to also share with you while I have you that I have a new program coming out very, very soon, and we will be diving deep into this and so, so much more in my Reset and Reignite 10-week group coaching program. The waitlist is open now. You can jump in the show notes, click on the link to join the waitlist, because the waitlisters are going to get an exclusive bonus that will not be offered to the public. So definitely worth jumping on that waiting list. This program is honestly going to help you hit reset, reignite on your life, but also your business. In this 10-week group coaching program, it is going to give you everything you need to build your dream life as a mum in business. We're going to focus on helping you reconnect back to yourself, you know, your wants, your desires, tapping into your future self, you know, to create your dream life and business, creating routines, habits, you know, things that will actually allow you to be present as a mum and, importantly, have time for yourself and space to work on your business as well. We will look at establishing boundaries, you know, that look after you energetically, ways to implement self-care daily, because heck, we need that, right? And mastering your mindset so you can overcome mum guilt. And, you know, looking at something I love is implementing foundations in your business to really build upon and allow you more time and space. Because again, I'm all about working smarter, not harder. So in this, you will get 10 weekly live trainings with hot seat coaching. There'll be weekly live Q&As, tools, templates. There'll be a guide to use along the way. Private Facebook group community, which is so important because you'll be able to connect with each other, get access to me 5 days a week because hello boundaries, and you'll never feel alone having us by your side. You will get unlimited support from me as your coach to help you every step of the way. So if you are ready to transform your life and business, definitely don't wait because this is something that you are going to want to be a part of. So you can get on the waitlist now via the link in the show notes. I would love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I will talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.